This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, police in North Suburban Waukegan are releasing more information about an incident that left two men dead back on Sunday. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest.
Police were called to a shooting scene on the 1900 block of Greenwood Avenue. A man in the front seat of a car had been shot in the back. A bullet went through the seat. And according to police, it appeared to be accidental. The others in the car said they were all friends. There was no argument. According to police, they said they were driving around looking to buy cocaine when it happened. The man who was believed to have accidentally fired the shot from the backseat, 31-year-old Freddie Aguilar Carrasco, police say got out of the car, walked behind a home, and took his own life, shot himself in the head. The front seat passenger who was killed has been identified as 28-year-old Leah Bardo Diaz. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A physical brawl broke out last night at the Thornton Township board meeting after Township Supervisor Tiffany Henyard was called an unfavorable name during the public comment section of that meeting. Following the brawl, Henyard criticized the board's move to put her boyfriend and other employee on administrative leave.
And this is political retaliation. So again, thank you for the lawsuit, because y'all just picked certain individual. Y'all didn't come in here do no research, so I appreciate it.
CBS News Chicago reports Henyard's boyfriend, Kamal Woods, was hired by Henyard to run the township youth program, but many on the board and in the community have questioned what work Woods and other allies of Henyard actually did.
The Chicago Department of Public Health is warning about a potential leak of personal medical information.
The agency has announced sensitive information may have been inadvertently disclosed in public health and safety statistics. CDPH has an alert on its website saying it learned 3 months ago visitors to a dashboard could see people's names and medical information if they took certain steps. The department did not specify what those steps were, nor how many people were potentially affected, and said it's not aware of any actual misuse of the data. CDPH is offering...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
A year of free credit monitoring and has disabled public access to the data. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police say they are getting some advance notice of Immigration and Customs Enforcement actions in the city, but not much more than that.
Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says federal agents are letting CPD know where they are going to be working, and he says he's been told how many people have been detained. But when he was asked how many of those taken into custody for possible deportation were verified criminals and how many were not, he couldn't say.
We don't have that information right now. We leave that to the federal agencies who take those people into custody. But again, and I'll say it again, what has been communicated to us, and this was communicated to us directly from the federal agency, that they're looking for people with criminal convictions.
And his office has no way of confirming that's what's happening. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
State police are investigating the death of an Eastern Illinois University student over the weekend. Reports indicate the cops were sent to do a well-being check after a man called 911 asking for help. Police say they discovered what they call a rapidly evolving event. While on the scene, authorities say 22-year-old Yahakov Dennis of Southwest Suburban Country Club Hills disarmed a police officer of his gun and turned the gun on himself. Dennis died at a hospital. State Representative Cam Buckner, who's Dennis's cousin, says he's devastated by the loss, adding there are still more questions than answers about the incident.
An appeals court in Indiana is upholding the 100-year prison sentence given to a man for using a tow truck to kill another man.
The Post Tribune reports that in a jury trial, video evidence showed that Maximiliano Farias, a tow truck driver, was driving more than 30 miles per hour in a Merrillville parking lot and did not brake or try to avoid hitting his wife's ex-boyfriend Cameron Prince or Prince's friend 19-year-old John Garner, who was killed. The 40-year-old Farias's earliest release date is in 2097. Roger Plummer, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Republicans in the Illinois House are filing a lawsuit accusing Democrats of illegally maximizing their political power while minimizing the influence of GOP voters.
Republican Representative Ryan Spain of Peoria accuses Democrats of taking advantage of their control of state government to illegally draw legislative district boundaries to increase the chances that Democrats will win more seats than Republicans. For example, in the 2024 election, Spain says Democrats got 55% of the vote statewide in Illinois House elections, but won 66% of the seats.
We have brought a lawsuit to the Illinois Supreme Court to intervene in the current map and issue a redrawing of this map to be effective for the 2026 election because the current map is illegal.
Republican lawmakers are also calling for an amendment to the Illinois Constitution requiring legislative maps be drawn by an independent commission. Jim Gildas, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Attempts by the federal government to expand a toxic waste site along the lakefront on Chicago's southeast side have suffered another setback. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wants to put another million cubic yards of toxic sediment dredged from the Calumet River and other waterways into a disposal site near Calumet Beach. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says that would violate state law. The executive director of the Alliance of the Southeast, Amalia Nieto Gomez, tells WBBM.
This is a major win not only to stop the expansion of another toxic landfill on the southeast side, but also we appreciate the fact that the Illinois EPA has come so far and is supporting environmental justice.
A status hearing on a federal lawsuit is scheduled next week.
Now sports. Here's Josh Liss.
It was pretty. Connor Bedard's top shelf snipe from an opposite impossible angle in Tampa sparks a Blackhawks comeback win over the tougher Lightning 4-1.
I'll take him however I can get him, and don't ask how. So feels good to score any which way. So it doesn't matter how.
The Hawks beat the Lightning in regulation for just the second time in 16 games. Arvid Soderblom 34 saves in his season debut. Landon Slaggard winds up scoring the difference making goal in the second. Ryan Donato and Teuvo Teravainen pile on. The Hawks win on the road for the first time in 8 games going back to December 9th, and they'll stick to the road playing again in Carolina tomorrow night. The Hurricanes have won 5 out of 6, shutting out the Rangers 4-0 with 2 goals from Andrei Svechnikov. A Wyatt Johnson hat trick powers Dallas past Vegas 4-3. Tage Thompson's hat trick helps Buffalo rock Boston 7-2. Alex Ovechkin scoreless on 4 shots in Washington's win over Calgary 3-1. Ovechkin is still 20 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Michigan State wins its 13th straight over Minnesota. Notre Dame claims a 3-point win over Georgia Tech. Number 9 Marquette dials up a 9-point win at Butler. And you've got Bulls ball at Boston tonight, minus Zach LaVine, who's out at least one game with his wife due to give birth soon. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A familiar face to fans of the TV show Chicago Med will be making a stage debut at Steppenwolf.
I'm senior resident in the CR.
Yeah. You may recognize actor Nick Gelfis as Dr. Halstead on the Chicago Med series, but now he's trading in his TV scrubs for cowboy boots on stage to play an iconic role in the classic Fool for Love.
Well, you can add my name to the list of those that studied this in college. Okay. A lot of actors have. Yeah. And the reason is because it's one setting, two people, emotional, raw, fantastic characters to explore.
Gelfis appeared in Chicago-based Showtime's Shameless and spent 8 seasons on Chicago Med. He says he's thrilled to return to his theater roots. He says performing at Steppenwolf is a dream come true.
I have a double debut here of Steppenwolf and Shepherd, and it is certainly bucket list items for me that I'm checking off here. This history and reputation the Steppenwolf has for this, this type of storytelling and acting, and it's just rock and roll theater in your face, raw, visceral, honest.
Fool for Love, written by playwright Sam Shepard, was first performed in 1983, and it's considered one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, and was a Pulitzer Prize finalist for drama. Steppenwolf's version will be on stage through March 16th. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked part of the Trump administration's freeze on federal aid. A Chicago mental health services provider is expressing concern about its future. WBBM's Carolina Garibay reports.
Threshold President Mark Ishong says the organization relies on federal funds.
More than half of our budget, which is around $130 million this year, 70% of our budget is federal or federal pass-through. So any interruption at all in the federal flow of money has a deleterious effect on our programs.
Threshold provides mental health and housing services for thousands of people with serious mental illnesses and substance use disorders in Illinois. Its work, Ishog says, is life-saving.
Instead of a federal funding freeze, there should be a federal doubling of resources for programs like Threshold and our community partners. We save lives. We keep people out of institutions. We keep people off the streets. We get people back in school and in jobs and reconnected to family and friends.
Ishog assures clients that Thresholds is continuing to fight for them and their rights to these services. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services is today. Here's Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
Robert Kennedy Jr., there is no vaccine that is safe and effective. This man who wants to head the agency which develops vaccines and monitors their use said there's not a single vaccine that is safe and effective. He has stated that as recently as July of 2023.
RFK Jr.'s cousin, former U.S. Ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy, is urging senators to turn down the nomination.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.